of Easter. 7 weeks of Easter until we get to Pentecost. So we're on this ride through Easter, keeping in mind throughout that time that it's kind of our reminder during the year that Jesus is risen. You know, we're supposed to understand that all year, but during the season of Easter, that is our focus, to remind ourselves over and over again that Jesus is risen indeed. Let's turn to our announcements. There's quite a few, so I just want to try to run through them, and then I have Hope's going to give us a special announcement. Next Sunday is Native American Ministry Sunday. It's one of the United Methodist special offering Sundays, so if you want to bring a special offering for Native American Ministries, bring that next week and mark that on your check, and we'll make sure it gets to the right place. Just a reminder that our office administrator, Debbie, she's out again this week, so be patient with us in the office, because she is our brain throughout that whole process. Also, the Mary and Martha Ministry, tomorrow, it's a special performance by the high school jazz band, and everyone is invited, men, women, and children, so come on out. For that event, there's going to be a potluck that the ladies are going to provide. Ham loaves will be there, and it should just be a grand old time with the jazz band. So come on out for that. Also, the educational assistance forms are due by Thursday this week. So if you have them, I don't know if anybody's here from that committee. If not, give them to me. I'll make sure they get them. We'll make sure that that's something we do. Also, the blood drive is a week from Monday. If you haven't signed up yet, please think about it so we can make sure we can help save lives. Hope, if you want to come on up, have an announcement about our 5K that's coming up, and she's going to tell you how we might be able to help.
Thank you so much. I am Hope Rieger, and this is my friend Dessa here. We are part of the Community Engagement Committee for Faith Community, and we're truly honored this year to host against the Violence-Free Future 5K Superhero for Child Abuse Prevention and Elimination. Violence-Free Futures is a vital nonprofit that sits right here in Xenia, Ohio, offering hope, safety, and healing to individuals and families in crisis. Their work includes a 24-hour hotline, youth services, community advocacy, counseling, education, training, and safe housing. And just this past year alone, they have responded to over 950 crisis calls, provided 9,100 nights of stay, and delivered over 9,250 life-changing services to members of our community right here in Greene County. These are real lives, neighbors, parents, and children who found safety because someone cared. So this is our second year hosting this meaningful event, and we're inviting you all to be a part of it and to something that's truly powerful, and your presence can make a huge difference. We are looking for volunteers to cheer on the walkers, to pass out water, share information about our ministries, and offer a smile of encouragement. I will be in the corridor in the after church and would love to connect with each one of you. So please stop by and sign up and volunteer. Donate water, your time, or simply say hello and talk to myself or Dessa. And together we can create a compassionate, welcoming space and stand in solidarity with those working to end violence and protect our children. Thank you for your generosity, your heart, and your willingness to serve.
Thanks. Hopefully you'll take part of that. It is something that part of our congregation and community engagement team, we're trying to, how can we engage more with some things we may be doing? This is one of those things, and hopefully we can get us more connected with that. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds for worship as our bell choir gives us our prelude today. Thank you.
Good morning. Please rise for the call to worship, which is printed in your bulletin and on the screen. Easter people, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen indeed. We trust Jesus came to save.
Within our certainty, Christ appears.
Christ is risen indeed. Yet we, like Thomas, may find questions bubbling up.
Within our questioning, Christ appears.
Whether you come to worship full of certainty or doubt, you are welcome here, for we are all participants in the story of God's work of salvation in the world, a story still unfolding all around us.
We gather to worship, believing that in certainty and doubt, the resurrected Christ dwells among us. Amen.
Good morning. All to see you today. Take your hymnals and turn. Oh, no, you don't have to take your hymnals. It's that little piece of paper. It's this. It's in the back.
Back of your bulletin.
Please join with me in the opening prayer printed in your bulletin and on the screens. Jesus of the cross, Jesus of the resurrection, we rejoice in you. For long before the experience of the cross, you defeated the powers of sin, pain, and death in the hurting people around you. Then you were struck down. But you defeated the cross and stood before your beloved disciples as you are present today, alive. We rejoice in you, risen Savior, for you open before us your life-giving peace and power. You are our Lord and our God. Alleluia. Amen. Can I please have the children come forward? Good morning, Don. Good morning. Good morning. How are all of you today? Are we good? So last week we had Easter, correct?
And a lot of you probably got some eggs. Did any of you get any eggs last week? What can you tell me about those eggs? How are they different than our normal eggs?
There's like random stuff in it.
Yeah, there's random stuff in it. That's not like my normal eggs.
All I got was just money and candy.
Yeah, money and candy. Those are really good eggs. I really, really like those. Ian, what about yours?
They were colorful.
Yeah, they were colorful eggs. Normally, do you have colorful eggs? Yeah, normally it's just plain white. So, I'm going to talk about another egg. Did you know that there was a guy, and his name was James Cook, and he had a chicken, and it had a real egg, not like one of the ones we found last week, but it was a complete square. Isn't that weird? It's hard to believe that would happen, wouldn't it? It was real. Yeah. Like the legs last week weren't real. We don't know how it happened, but his chicken had a real egg that was a square. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Would you like to see it? I know. I would like to see it too, but I don't have it.
I know.
I found it in this book. I have this book in my library because I'm a librarian. And in this book, it's called Ripley's Believe It or Not. And it likes to show us things that maybe we don't believe. There was another one about a girl who was doing hula hoops. Guess how many hula hoops she was doing at the same time? Good guess. You guessed hundreds. 10, 15, 68. Can you imagine doing 68 hula hoops at the same time? I'm not either. I don't know how she would do it. That's something. So would you like to see that? Would you like to see somebody doing 68 hula hoops at the same time? I know, you're right. I don't have that one either. Yep. So you don't have even hula hoops. So today we're going to learn about having faith. And having faith is believing things even when we don't see it. So sometimes we have those books that can show us those things, but other times we kind of just have to believe. We just have to believe that that happened. And one example of that is Jesus coming back alive. We're going to learn about someone who didn't really believe it until he saw it. And I can understand why Thomas felt that way, to be honest. But it's really cool to have faith and to believe in those things that we don't see. So we're going to say a quick prayer, and then I'll give you guys a treat, all right? And I'm not lying on that one. That one I really do have. All right. Dear Jesus, thank you that you help us accept by faith that you have risen from the grave and that you are alive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may remain sitting as we sing hymn number 176, Majesty, Worship His Majesty.
Majesty,
As we go into our prayer time, I just want to mention a couple things. Yesterday, we had a celebration of life service for Flo Harner. It was a beautiful event. We had the choir, the bell choir, Xenia Hospitality Chorus, and then they combined to sing. It was there was a lot of music that was brought forth because of who Flo is. So we had that celebration. This coming Saturday, Lynn Marie Ford, you may remember, she passed away a while ago, but her service, celebration service, is on Saturday morning. So there's information in the calendar of the bulletin for that. But I just wanted to mention that as we go into prayer, because it's because of the risen Jesus that we have hope. And that gives hope for all those who have lost somebody. So let us go before our Lord in prayer. Amazing God, God of grace, mercy, and hope. You give us that hope because of your Son coming for us. You sent Him here for a reason, to give us life, even though we may die. The sin that we brought into the world through our own selfishness and nature, Lord, we ask that You would come and help us to understand that we don't have to stay in our sin. But through Your Son, who died on the cross for us, we are free from the sin. And You didn't stop there, oh God. You said, I am giving You a new life that is eternal, if you believe in Me. So, Lord, we just ask that You would encourage us today in giving us this belief that is so deep within us, that we have the faith to respond in order to know that the world around us can see the new life that we have. So, Lord, encourage us again this day. Give us that eye on hope because of the risen Jesus. It is only You that makes it alive in us. We have no power beyond You, but in You, You are giving us that power to live a new life, shaped by the Holy Spirit, to be more and more like Your Son. So, Lord, we put ourselves before You, we put our belief in You and our faith in order to respond to You. Continue to work in us, O God, the salvation that You desire for us and for all people. Let us now turn to our prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we are alive and new in Christ. In Christ, we are able to see beyond ourselves that selfishness in nature, that sin that goes away. It frees us to be generous, to give of ourselves, our time, our resources. And it is through that inspiration that we give today. Ushers, please wait upon us. Please join in the prayer of dedication. Jesus, our protector and Savior, we thank you for every gift you have given us that brings us delight and joy in this life. We thank you for every gift that comes to us in times of despair to lift us up and tend to our sorrows. May these gifts reach out to our world, that others may know your joy, your caring, your deep understanding of despair, and your life that defeats death. Amen. Please remain standing for the gospel reading.
Today, the gospel reading is from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the twelve, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put a hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But they are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Bell Choir. Appreciate that. I want everyone, just for a moment, to think back to their earliest and fondest memories of their childhood. Can you picture your home? Your neighborhood? Do you remember playing in your bedroom? Your family room, basement, or maybe it was the backyard or in the woods or by the creek down the street. When I think about these years and the pictures that I see in my mind, there is a consistent feeling that I sense in my heart, and that feeling is peace. I am so thankful that I had a family that made this possible for me. I hope that was the case for you. Now, I know there are children that are subjected to unstable and abusive homes, but even in our broken world, most households seek to provide a home where the children feel safe. For the most part, children feel safe or at peace, as I described it for myself, because they trust the ones who are the heads of the household. Parents and guardians protect children from the big picture and keep them focused on living their lives in peace. I was about 8 or 9 before I caught a glimpse of the burden that my parents carried for me. My dad was the president of the local UAW, representing the workers at a machine and tooling plant that made various parts, including transmission parts, for military helicopters. I overheard my parents talking about the union going on strike, and Dad wasn't sure how long it may be before he was paid again. My parents assured us that everything would be all right, and that we didn't need to worry. I believed in them. And it turns out, I don't remember that much more about that strike. When we believe in those that have authority in our life, we don't fear. Now, John, the gospel writer, in his opening statement says, "To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." We're children of God. In our text today, Jesus says, "Believe in me." When we believe, we are invited to live a life from that place of fearlessness that we remember as children. Jesus is both Savior and Lord. And as Lord, he protects our hearts from being shaken by all that life on earth can encounter. Along with this protection, what do we receive in our belief in the risen Jesus? Let's see what we can learn from the risen Jesus' first appearances to the disciples. Now, last week we did celebrate Easter. We had hymns and anthems and scripture readings and reflections. In all these ways, we explored the empty tomb and the reactions of the disciples on that first Easter morning, which revealed that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. We proclaimed that death was defeated in Christ, And believers have new life in the risen Christ that is eternal. That's a lot to process, to wrap around our minds, let alone open our hearts to, isn't it? Believing in Jesus takes consideration of thought, vulnerability of heart, and fearlessness to express it. Believing changes our purpose for living, and our lives should show it. The problem is we are accustomed to living as if we don't believe. You see, we can be like the disciples that Jesus found behind locked doors in fear. John writes about two encounters with the risen Jesus in that locked room. One, when Thomas was not with them, and a second, when he was. In both instances, when Jesus appeared to them, he said, "Peace be with you." And then immediately he showed evidence it was him by showing his scars first to the group of disciples and then specifically to Thomas. Now, Thomas may get a bad rap for being doubting Thomas. But he didn't ask for anything more than what the others had seen to believe. Actually, it is Thomas's proclamation that helped the first disciples and should help us too, to define belief that allows us to receive the peace that Jesus offers. Thomas responded to Jesus' evidence of his hands and his side, simply saying, "My Lord and my God." These five words declare that disciples of Jesus believe he is God in the flesh and has risen to a position of authority over their lives that supersedes all other authority, and nothing can overpower him. With this kind of belief in the risen Jesus, we receive that peace in believing. Without it, we can be found hiding in fear of the influence of the authorities of the world, and there are many. Be encouraged. Hear Jesus' words he spoke to Thomas. Stop doubting and believe. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That's us. Don't doubt that we can have this kind of belief. We can. I said earlier that belief changes our purpose for living. When Jesus says, "Believe in me," he says it with a purpose in mind. After the disciples saw the risen Jesus for who he really is as Lord, Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Again, it is clear here that finding peace in Jesus as Lord is fundamental to responding to our belief. The disciples locked in that room couldn't leave until they found peace in believing. And when they did, they went out as sent ones. Why are the disciples of Jesus sent out? Jesus says it is the same purpose he was sent. So what is that purpose? Well, John 3:17 states, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save the world through him." In our belief in the risen Jesus, we receive a purpose that comes with responsibility to go. Jesus didn't offer his disciples peace to just chill out in the room for a while, behind the closed doors while they waited to cash in on the promise of eternal life that Jesus gave them. He gave them peace for the purpose to show and share the love of Christ with those outside the doors. The question we must wrestle with is, are we demonstrating to our community that we have found peace in Christ that motivates us to go into the community around us? If we believe and have peace, then we must ask also, are we spending more time behind the doors or beyond them as representatives of the household of God? In one of my ordination trainings about local church ministry, the speaker said something that stuck with me. He said something like this: a growing church must have at least 51% of their focus on those outside the church. He was saying a growing church operates as sent ones. We must tap into the fearing a little less mindset that we talked about throughout Lent as we receive the peace and accept the responsibility of being sent by the risen Jesus. So our purpose is to save the world through Christ. You may be wondering, how do we do that? Well, Jesus encouraged his first disciples after he gave them peace with a purpose with this guidance. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." At the beginning of time, when Adam was formed and laid lifeless, God gave him breath to give him life. Here, Jesus breathes on the disciples to give them new life in him through the Holy Spirit. This is the same Holy Spirit that gave Jesus the power to perform miracles and wonders. This is the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. Now this is the power that dwells in all who believe in Jesus as Savior and Lord. And this is the power that comes with the authority to offer forgiveness. Let that sink in for a moment. And receive the Holy Spirit. In our believing in the risen Jesus, we receive power to go with the authority of the Lord to offer forgiveness. Friends, we are not sent in our own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we may feel anxious and even fear the thought of being responsible for going out as those sent by Jesus, but when we focus on what dwells within us and trust the power and protection of our Almighty, the head of the household, then we can go out with confidence. Our confidence should be in the Lord, not ourselves when we go out as children of God. Remember, we don't have anything to offer. We are offering forgiveness through Jesus Christ, the risen Jesus. I was thinking about how we might know if we are going out as Christ's representatives or ourselves. I think the key is recognizing what we offer to others when we do it. Is it condemnation or is it forgiveness? Too often the church is seen as judgmental. And I think that comes out of the church leading with identifying sin in the world rather than offering forgiveness. You see, it is okay to talk with others about our own sin that we have come to know and how we receive forgiveness and freedom from it to help others understand forgiveness. But it is not okay to point out others' sin and tell them they need forgiveness. We are to offer forgiveness in the name of Jesus, not judgment. When children discover that they are no longer under the protection of their parent or guardian, they become anxious. They retreat and search for ways to protect themselves until they are reconciled with their parent or guardian again. Friends, when we respond to Jesus' offer to believe in me, we become reconciled children of God. In our belief, we receive peace that comes from acknowledging with our minds and our hearts that Jesus is indeed Savior and Lord. In midst of peace that we receive, we hear Jesus' call to go out as sent ones with a purpose to continue his mission. Then with confidence in the Lord, we receive power through the Holy Spirit and authority of the Lord to offer forgiveness to our world in need of reconciliation with their Creator. There are many children outside these doors who have built up walls of protection because they are separated from the one who can give them peace that transcends all understanding. And as we know, even more than that. Jesus reminds us that his witness, that is, John reminds us that in his witness that is written in his gospel, it is given so that all can hear the good news and they may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In the risen Christ, we are given new life. New life with purpose to reconcile all the lost children of God. We can't relish being those reconciled. We must respond by offering peace and forgiveness to others that leads to life in the name of Jesus Christ. So let us leave here today with a renewed commitment to live a life that shows we believe in the risen Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please now, let's have this response to the word. I want you to share it with me. This is something we share together with one heart. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, you have touched the wounds of the world and have been wounded by the world. We too claim your living power in our lives. And for the sake of the world, like you, may we touch the wounds of those who suffer in body, mind, and spirit, that your triumph over death may become the path of life for them. Remembering the marks of the nails and the piercing of the sword, we pray that this part of your story may heal us, even as it wounded you. We rejoice that you prevailed over the powers of sin, death, and destruction. Alleluia. Amen.
Please stand as we sing the final hymn this morning. One of my favorite, Here I Am, Lord.
We are children of God who have been sent. Consider yourselves sent and understand that wherever you are, you have the authority to share in a way that shows forgiveness, not judgment. So go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.